Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Tuesday, January 7th, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that reviewed the flow of large campaign contributions from Wisconsin donors between 2003 and 2012 to Republican and Democratic candidates for statewide office and the legislature. The report, titled Purple Politics, Red Money, found about $57 million in campaign contributions went to Republican candidates and about $37 million went to Democrats during the 10-year time period. That's a breakdown of about 61% to 39%. The Democracy Campaign Review also found that 87% of the $94 million in total large campaign contributions to partisan candidates during the period came from about one-fifth or 186 of the state's nearly 900 zip codes. Here to talk about the report is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, tell us about some of the key findings and numbers in the report. And after that, did it surprise you that these donors gave substantially more to Republican candidates than to Democratic candidates? Did you expect it to be closer between candidates in both parties, or no surprise?
Well, you know, the overall finding here in this report is that the color of money in Wisconsin is red. We actually have maps in our report that color code the political money in Wisconsin. You can see where the political money came from. And of course, it's coded red for Republicans and blue for Democrats and purple where the money is really a mixture of money given both to Democrats and Republicans. And overall, the finding is that the color of money in Wisconsin is red. Now, that would surprise anyone who knows Wisconsin voting patterns. When you think of this state, you think of a purple state. You think of a state that can go either way, where sometimes Republicans win the state and sometimes Democrats win the state. And so you'd think that in a state like Wisconsin that you'd see a real split in political giving, but that's not the way it is at all. And instead, there's a very pronounced advantage when it comes to political donations favoring the Republicans.
Is there any particular message or messages that readers should take away from this report?
Well, I think I touched on one already. Again, if you look at the state of Wisconsin, this is a place where voters have elected both Republican governors and Democratic governors in the period that we looked at. We looked at a decade's worth of political giving. And during this period of time, sometimes we had a Democratic governor, sometimes we had a Republican governor. Sometimes the legislature was controlled by Republicans, sometimes it was controlled by Democrats, sometimes there was split control between the parties. So, again, you think of this state when you look at voting patterns as a purple state, a state that can go either way, and yet the map looks very red. The other thing that really stands out when you look at the map is how much of the state doesn't have any color. There are pockets of the state that are bright red, and there are pockets of the state that are blue. But most of the state doesn't have any color whatsoever because no significant political money is coming out of most regions of the state. And where the money is coming from are some of the most wealthy and privileged areas of the state. And, of course, the people who live in those areas, their lives are very, very different than the lives of most Wisconsinites, and that skews public policy in a way that the issues that politicians care about the most are issues that wealthy donors and privileged people in the wealthiest areas of the state care about the most, and those people are living lives that bear little or no resemblance at all to what most Wisconsinites' lives are like. So it also skews public policy making, and it skews politics in a very important way when you look at where the money comes from.
Can you generally, describe some of the characteristics of the zip codes that generated, the vast majority of large campaign contributions, some of these top 186 zip codes that I think the report said generated $100,000 or more over the 10-year period.
Yeah, so much of the money comes from a minority of zip codes. And the simplest way to put it, if you want to sum up what these zip codes are like, is that they are either urban or suburban. They're either zip codes in big cities, major metropolitan areas in the state, or the suburbs that ring those cities. They're not rural zip codes. And so the rural part of the state, and Wisconsin's largely a rural state. Most of the region that makes up Wisconsin is rural. And yet that's not where the political money comes from. You look at the map and the rural Wisconsin is white. It's colorless. And you look at the big cities, the major metropolitan areas in Wisconsin, that's where you see the color. And particularly around the suburban rings, those are bright red. In the inner city, you see some blue. So that's really what you look at. Are urban and suburban zip codes is where the political money comes from. It's not coming from rural Wisconsin. That says a lot about why rural issues don't get a whole lot of attention in the state legislature or in our state government, because politicians can't raise any money talking about rural issues.
Let's talk about a couple of those top zip codes. The report notes there were 18 zip codes that saw or generated $1 million or more in campaign contributions. Talk about the two or three largest zips and where the contributions flowed.
The biggest one is 53217, which is a Milwaukee area zip code. Some of the wealthiest suburbs of Milwaukee, the suburban ring around our state's largest city, are in this zip code. Bayside, Fox Point, Glendale, River Hills, Whitefish Bay, those are the communities that are in 53217. Extremely wealthy area, generates a heck of a lot of political money. Money goes to both parties, but it's heavily skewed toward the Republicans. The Republicans have a big edge in 53217. Over $5 million in campaign contributions came from that single zip code over the course of a decade. You go to the next biggest zip code, it drops down all the way to just under $3 million coming out of a zip code. That's 53092. Also a Milwaukee area zip code, Mequon and Feansville, a couple of very wealthy suburbs are in that one. That skews even more heavily Republican. So that's a very red zip code as well. 53211, another Milwaukee area zip code, also, you know, covers some of, a little bit of the city of Milwaukee, but also Glendale, Shorewood, Whitefish Bay has part of that zip code, a little bit under $3 million that came out of there. That one, however, is more of a Democratic zip code. That one is a blue zip code. And then 53711 is another zip code that jumps out. That's the Madison area, Madison and Fitchburg, a Madison suburb. That one is heavily Democratic. So that's an example of a blue zip code. One of the things you see when you look at the political money is an awful lot of it comes from the Milwaukee and Madison areas. Well, most people in the state of Wisconsin have lives that are quite different than the lives lived by people in Madison and Milwaukee, yet the politicians are heavily reliant on money coming out of the state's two largest cities and the surrounding suburbs of those cities.
Finally, the report also has some information about out-of-state contributions between 2003 and 2012. Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, we looked at a decade's worth of political giving, and we looked at about $94 million worth of donations from within Wisconsin, but there were also $29 million worth of contributions that came to Wisconsin politicians from outside the state. From 36 different states, the money flowed into our state. But if you look at the states that supplied most of the cash, they're big states, and Illinois is at the top of the list, over $4 million worth of contributions to candidates in Wisconsin. Next is California, over $3.2 million, then Texas, almost $2.8 million worth of contributions. Florida, over $2 million as well, and New York, almost $2 million. So the interesting thing is that it's not coming from the neighbors. It's not coming from the states right around Wisconsin, with the exception of Illinois, our neighbor to the south. Most of it's coming from the coasts, like California or New York, or it's coming from down south, states like Texas and Florida. But it's states pretty far away from Wisconsin, but obviously there are a lot of wealthy donors there that have an interest in influencing politics across the country, and they've pumped a lot of money into Wisconsin to try to influence our elections here. It's really interesting when you look at the overall map. You don't find our neighbors at the top of the list as you might expect. And it speaks to the nationalization of state politics and how there are interests across this country that are trying to influence the way state policies are made in little states like Wisconsin.
As far as the out-of-state money goes, who were the candidates that got most of that out-of-state money? It looks as though Governor Walker's at the top of the list, so to be fair, a lot of this money probably came in at the end of that 10-year period when we had the 2012 recall elections, right?
Yeah, I mentioned that we found $29 million worth of contributions from out-of-state, but Governor Walker got over $18 million of that, well over half of it. So most of the out-of-state money has come in late in the decade. This phenomenon is growing and growing fast, where out-of-state interests are trying to influence state politics. Mostly the out-of-state money has come into candidates for statewide office like governor. And Democratic Governor Jim Doyle got, a little bit over $2 million. Tom Barrett, a candidate for governor, got almost $2 million. So there's some money flowing into other candidates for statewide office, but the real magnet for out-of-state money is clearly Governor Walker.
Okay. Well, thanks for your comments, Mike. For more details about the campaign contributions from different parts of the state and to see some maps that show where most of the contributions were generated, please check out the January 7th report on the Democracy Campaign website. Thanks for listening.